Now, we're going to hear from God's Word now, and Emily is going to come first and read to us from Genesis chapter 41. And this is part of the story of how Joseph was able to help Egypt in the midst of a terrible famine when there was no food for the people to eat. Genesis chapter 41 at verse 46 to 49. Then we're going to jump to verse 53 to the end. Let's read this together.
Genesis chapter 41 verses 46 to 59 and verses 53 to 57. Page 46 in the Pew Bibles. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from Pharaoh's presence and travelled throughout Egypt. During the 7 years of abundance, the land produced plentifully. Joseph collected all the food produced in those 7 years of abundance in Egypt and stored it in the cities. In each city, he put the food grown in the fields surrounding it. Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain, like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping records because he was beyond measure. The 7 years of abundance in Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began, just as Joseph has said. There was famine in all the other lands, but in the whole land of Egypt there was food. When all Egypt began to feel the famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for food. Then Pharaoh told all the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph and do what he tells you." When the famine had spread over the whole country, Joseph opened the storehouses and sold grain to the Egyptians, for the famine was severe throughout Egypt. And all the countries came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph, because the famine was severe in all the world.
Well, thanks to Emily for reading so well there the story of Joseph and the famine. Now, Murdo's going to come forward and he'll read to us from the Gospel according to Mark at chapter 12, beginning at verse 41. A story of Jesus and a meeting that he had.
This reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 41 to 44, and can be found in the Pew Bibles, page 1018. The widow's offering. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on."
And thanks to Murdo also. And God will bless to us both these readings from his word. And to his name be glory and praise. Now let's pray. God our Father, we believe that you can speak to us through your word. And we pray that as now we give our minds and our hearts to your truth, that you would bring us closer to you and help us forward in your will, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, boys and girls, you've been really great throughout the service this morning, and I want you to be even greater because I need three people to come out and help me here. Yes, first two are up. Come on. Yes, come on out. I want you to hold a few things for me. How are we doing? Always pick the ones that find it most difficult to get out, don't I? There you go. Stand at the front. Now, would you hold that, please? Yeah. That okay? And would you hold this, please? Okay. And would you hold that, please? All right. I think maybe you should turn around and show the choir. I've got into enough bother this morning. So I think, here we go. See that? Now, what we have here really are, well, I was going to say three boxes, but three containers. Isn't that right? These are things that you put other things into. Just don't copy my grammar, boys and girls. But we put things into these boxes and containers. Now, what do you think you would put into this one? I'm asking. What do you think you would put into that one? Hands, come on, yes. Bread, that's right. What would you put into that one? Yes. Eggs, that's right. Actually, it says it in the front, doesn't it? So, what would you put into this one? Yes. Rubbish. Well, you could. You wouldn't get much. But yeah, you could do that. But it's not really what it's used for in our house. Anybody take another guess? Yes. Tea bags. Yes, you could put tea bags in there. It's not what we have in our house, though. Yes. Biscuits. Trust Murdo to know that the biscuits will go in that. That's right. Now, they've all got that in common, that they're there so that other things can be put into them. But they've got something else in common, because if I take the lid off, can you show them what's inside? What's inside? Nothing. Correct. And if you open up the box, what's inside? Correct. And you'll be astonished to learn that when you look inside this, the biscuit box, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Right, can you put them down in the front pew there? Thanks very much for your help. Off you go. Now, I want you to imagine what it would be like for you to go into your kitchen when you want to make a sandwich and you open up the bread box and there is nothing. And you feel that you might like a boiled egg, perhaps, for your lunch. And you go to the egg box and you open it up and inside there's
nothing.
Correct, nothing. And then Murdo's starving for a biscuit. And he goes to the box and he opens it up and he finds that there is
nothing.
I mean, what must it be like to have nothing to eat? You know, there's a hymn in the hymn book that we have that says, think of a world without any flowers. Think of a world without any creatures. Think of a world without any sunshine or green. But think of a world without any food. I mean, that is just astonishing, isn't it? And yet that is the way that Egypt was going to be thousands of years ago. The king of Egypt, he was told that in 7 years' time, there was going to be no food at all in Egypt. And perhaps no food at all in other countries in the world. There was going to be nothing. Now, you might say to yourself, how did he know that there was going to be no food? Well, it's an interesting story, and you can read about it in the book of Genesis. The king of Egypt had two really weird dreams. Has anybody ever had weird dreams? Put your hands up if you've had a weird... Quite a lot of people have weird dreams. I'm not going to ask you what was in your weird dreams, but we sometimes have really weird dreams. And the king of Egypt, he went to bed one night and he had this dream. And in this dream were seven really fat cows. You got that in your mind? Seven really fat cows, and they were out grazing. And then along came seven really skinny cows, and they gobbled up the fat cows. You ever had a dream like that? I'm glad you didn't. I mean, that's really strange, isn't it? And then he went to bed another night, and he dreamt that there were stalks of wheat growing in the fields. And one of the ears on the stalk, it was very, very plump. There were seven very, very plump ears on the stalk. But then along came seven very skinny ears and gobbled up the fat ones. And he was really upset about this. What does this mean? Because he felt that somebody was trying to tell him something. What does all this mean? And he asked very, very clever people in Egypt, and they were stumped. But then someone else said, I know someone who might be able to help you. It's this fella, Joseph. And sometimes he's able to tell you the meaning of dreams. So Joseph was brought in. And Joseph said that, well, he said, I can't really tell you what it means, but I'm going to pray to my God, and he'll be able to tell me and tell you what the dreams mean. And Joseph was able to say to the king, well, I'm sorry about this, but what's going to happen in Egypt is that there is going to be 7 years in which there is famine. Nothing will grow in the fields. There'll be no food. But he says, the good news is that up till then, you're going to have 7 very good years. So what you do, Mr. King, is during the 7 good years, gather all the food you can into a store place so that during the 7 years of famine, you've got plenty of food to feed your people. And the king said, well, that's going to take a bit of organizing. We need someone who is going to plan all of this out and who's going to make sure that we have enough food during the 7 years of famine. And he looked at Joseph. See, this is what happens when you get a good idea. He looked at Joseph and he said to Joseph, why don't you do it? And so Joseph was appointed to prepare everyone for the famine and during the famine to make sure that everyone got enough food. So he became the second most important man in the whole of Egypt after the king. What happened there was that Egypt had a leader. Egypt had a leader that was going to make sure that everyone was properly fed during the famine. And there could have been no better leader for Egypt at this time because, as I said earlier, Joseph, he believed in God. And he believed that God could give him good ideas. And that God would be able to help him put all of these ideas into practice so that people would be fed and have happy lives. And you know, I think that's something that we need to pray about, boys and girls. You know, in the Bible, the Apostle Paul, he tells us to remember kings and queens and everyone who is in government in whatever country you live in. I think we should be praying that throughout the world at this time, there would be more and more leaders who believe in God. Just like Joseph. And who pray to God. And who listen to God's voice in the scriptures, especially to the teaching of Jesus, and put that into practice. Because if that happened, then a lot of the bad things that happen in the world today just wouldn't exist at all. So we have to pray for our leaders, especially when it comes to providing for people who have nothing. So there was a good leader in Egypt at this time. But Joseph couldn't do it all alone. If you read your Bibles and what Emily shared with us, what it says to us is that Joseph collected all the crops during the 7 good years. And Joseph put it all into storehouses. But what that really means is that Joseph, he organized all of that. He needed people who were going to help him to provide for the famine. He needed people who were going to step forward, who were going to volunteer and help him to make provision for the bad years. And that's true for almost every country today, not only do we need good leaders, but we need people who are going to be able to do the good things that will enable everyone to have enough to eat, to have homes to live in, and to be well clothed. That was just the same with Jesus. Jesus in his day, he wanted everyone to know about God. He wanted everyone to experience the love of God in his life. But he needed his friends. He needed his disciples who would listen to his teaching and go out into the world and put it into practice. Jesus didn't do it on his own. Joseph didn't do it on his own. We need people who are willing, like Joseph, to listen to God and to make sure that God's ideas are put into practice. You know, there's a verse in the Bible. It was spoken by a really important woman in the history of Israel called Deborah. And she said, when princes step forward and when people volunteer, praise the Lord. That's something for us to think about. When princes step forward, when the powerful people in the world step forward and are willing to do God's will, and when other people volunteer, praise the Lord. And it's because there was a good leader, and it's because there were people willing to work, that the sharing took place in the world at that time. The bad years came in Egypt, and all the storehouses were opened up, the food was taken out, the people were fed. But it wasn't just the people of Egypt who were well fed. We're told that in other countries in the world there was a famine. And when these hungry people came to Egypt, when they heard that things were really happening in Egypt, when they came to Egypt, people of Egypt were willing to share. And that's something for us to remember. That whenever we look out at the world today, and we think of all the things that are wrong in the world today, a lot of it is down to the fact that the rich nations are not willing to share with the poor nations. Or else they're not doing enough to help people who don't have enough homes, who don't have enough to eat, who don't have the clothes to wear or the medicines that are needed to keep them healthy. When everything came together in Egypt with a good leader and with people that were willing to volunteer, the sharing took place. And that's something that we need to be ready to do if things are going to change in the world today. Remember the woman that Jesus saw in the temple, who was willing to give everything that she had, even though it was small. She was willing to give everything that she had to honour her God and also to honour the people of which she was a part. People together sharing. That was like the very early Christian people. You could sum up their whole life in these words. They were a people together who were sharing. Sharing the word of God and sharing the love of God to those in need. So remember that, boys and girls. Today, pray for leaders. Pray for people to come forward and pray that we'll all learn to share more than we do today. So let's pray together. Have a quiet time together as we think of God's word. Thank you, Father, for the examples that you give us in your word of great people who were great because they trusted you, because they prayed to you, and because they were open to your word. We pray that we would be like them, and that your kingdom, the kingdom of love and joy and peace, would be experienced in our world today. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.